Sunday Satsang, April 26, 2020. I was asking a question. What does it mean that the spiritual world is a realm or region rather than a planet or a place? Because we often hear this idea that Goloka Vrindavan, the planet is a planet of Krishna, but it's called a spiritual sky. We say vyom means akash or sky. We say paravyom. Vaikuntha is in the paravyom. Paravyom means it's transcendental sky, transcendental akash. Srila Prabhupada translated as spiritual sky. As the nature of it, it's a realm, it's a region, it's a sphere. But sometimes in different books that we read, when the word Vaikuntha is there, or Goloka, it says the planet of Goloka, or it says the Vaikuntha planets. But the word planet is not there in the Sanskrit. That's why I said it's a region. The planet is a grahan, like Chandra grahan, Surya grahan, Jupiter, Saturn, Mars. These are planets. They have a length and width, and they're fixed in one location. The sun is in its orbit, the moon is in its orbit, Earth's planet is in its orbit. But the spiritual realm is like the Atma, the same. We'll hear from Shastras when they're describing Vaikuntha. It's described as same as the Atma. The Atma is Sarvagata. Amriyadvava Tamritam, it describes it like this. It says, this is in chapter 1 of part 2, Chapter Tara Vairagya, Renunciation, Chapter 1, Verse 14. Vaikuntham Durlabham Mukte Sundrananda Chidatmakam. Describing Vaikuntha, the spiritual realm. He said, that abode, that place, that plane, is made of concentrated ecstasy and pure consciousness. So what's it made of? It's made of Sundrananda, Vaikuntha is Sundrananda Chidatmakam. Sundra means concentrated, anand, it's made of bliss, and Chidatmakam. It's all Atmas, it consists of pure consciousness. So it's a realm of consciousness. That's what we say. The goal of life is Krishna consciousness, Radha consciousness, Radha Krishna consciousness. But it's difficult, it's impossible with our material mind, because our material mind, our whole experience and since time immemorial, is on the plane of length, width, and depth. A measure, a plane that you can measure. You can measure everything in the material world by weight, by length, by width, by depth, by height. But the spiritual realm is everywhere. That's why some saint, Siddha Purush, Mukta Purush, he sits here in Vrindavan or even Delhi or anywhere, and by the power of his meditation, he enters that spiritual realm. If he's on the level of Prem, he's a Premi Bhakta, he can enter, it's called Leela Pravesh. Leela Pravesh, he actually enters the Leela. Krishna's Leela is far away, we can't see it, it's in the spiritual realm. It's just beyond the curtain of the covering of this mayic energy is the spiritual energy. It's in all directions. Just like sky. Sky is inside our body, it's outside our body. Sky is in the pot, sky is in the air. It's everywhere, sky is all pervading. So the same thing with the spiritual realm. And in a commentary on this verse, it says, the Vaikuntha atmosphere, here even at, this is the BBT commentary, says the Vaikuntha atmosphere is a super intensified version of the Brahmajyoti sky. In other words, it's Vaikuntha realm. And thus, the life enjoyed by the Lord's devotees of Vaikuntha is much more wonderful than the comparatively insignificant pleasure of merging into the Brahmajyoti. This is text 15. The pure devotees living in Vaikuntha enjoy forever in varied ways of happiness of directly serving Krishna's lotus feet. There's many, we're going to read different entries to try to get understanding. But it's, first of all, it's difficult to understand well, as I was saying, with our material intelligence and mentality, you won't really know it until you get there. But I said, someone sits in meditation, you can see the person, you can go touch him, he's sitting in meditation, but in his consciousness, he's entered a spiritual world. There's an example in the Bhagavatam of Uddhava. After Krishna left Dwarka, Uddhava was still in this world. He was going to Bhadrika Ashram or somewhere. And en route to Bhadrika Ashram, he stopped. He was meditating. He was meditating on Dwarka in a spiritual world. And then Maitreya and Vidura came to see him. And then the verse in the Bhagavatam is in the third canto. I can't remember exactly where now. It says, describes Uddhava came, said Uddhava came down from that plane. He came down from that region and opened his eyes and met them in the earth planet. You know, somewhere between here and Badrinath. So he was there. He entered that realm. It's just you can. It's right there. It's not. It's everywhere. It's all around us. Like we say, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is in. Like people ask, where is Vaikuntha? And people point up. Oh, it's up there. The sun is up there. The moon is up there. Jupiter is up there. Everything you point up, you can see in the sky at night. But the spiritual world is everywhere. It's all pervading. We'll hear more about this as we go on. Chaitanya Charitamrita has a very nice description of Vaikuntha in the spiritual realm. I can recommend you can read. This is Adi Lila, Chapter 5, The Glories of Nityananda Balaram. Chapter 5, Adi Lila, verses 14 through 30 or so. Very long purports. And we'll read verse 14 of chapter 5 of Adi Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prakritir paraparavyam name dam Krishna vigra jaiche pivutyari gunavan. Beyond the material nature, prakritir para, lies the realm, lies the realm, R-E-A-L-M, realm, because it's Paravyam, the spiritual sky, known as the Paravyam, the spiritual sky. Like Lord Krishna himself, the spiritual sky Paravyam possesses all transcendental attributes. Text 15. This is the most important idea to understand. Sarvaga Ananta Vibhu Vaikuntha Adi Dham Krishna Krishna Avatarara Tan Vishram. It says Vaikuntha region is Sarvaga. It's like in the second chapter of Gita, second chapter, verse 24. It says that the Atma, describes the Atma as all pervading, Sarvagata, everywhere Atmas, in the atom, and the trees, and the earth, and the sky, and our body, we're everywhere Atma is there. Atma, consciousness, is everywhere. Whole material nature is just resting on, this whole material world is resting on the plane of consciousness. Sarvaga, all-pervading. This is a Vaikuntha region, it's all-pervading. That's why I said it's not, you don't get in a rocket ship and travel, go by all these planets and go by Shivalok and Brahmalok and Satyalok, and then, oh, there's Golok, and you land a spaceship and you go out and start walking around picking fruits, mangoes, and meeting Krishna, jumping in Yamuna, playing a Gauranil. It's all that's there, but it's all pervading. It's not in a fixed location. It's not a measured place. It's all pervading. It's ananta, it's unlimited, it's vibhu, it's the greatest. Vaikuntha Adhidham says that Vaikuntha region, which means Goloka Vrindavan, because it's part of the Vaikuntha region, is all pervading, infinite, and supreme. It's the residence of Krishna in all his incarnations. Tahara Upari Bhage Krishna Loka Khyati Dwarka Matura Gokula Tri Vidatve Stiti. In that highest region of that spiritual sky, Tahara Upari Bhage Krishna Loka Khyati is called Krishna Loka Dwarka Matura Gokula Tri Vidatve Stiti. And it has three departments, there's three divisions, Dwarka, Mathura, Gokul. Now the problem is that this word loka is in a verse, and it's translated, it says a spiritual planet called Krishna Loka. So then people get confused, because first we're talking about it's Sarvaga, it's Ananta, it's Vibhu, the Vaikuntha Adhidham. And it says, This is the Vaikuntha region, and that's text 15. Text 16 says, in this highest region, in the highest region of that spiritual sky, the Vaikuntha Dham, the all-pervading atmosphere, is Krishna Loka. So there's Chandra Loka and Surya Loka and all the Sukra Loka, so many lokas. There's planets, there are measurable planets like Chandra, you can measure, you can see it, it's fixed in location. So when it gets confusing because they say Krishna is loka, the same word loka is there, but it doesn't mean loka like a planet. Although that's the problem because the English translation says planet. It's a loka, it means a realm, it's a region, it's an area. And where is that area? The area is Sarvaga, it's Ananta, it's unlimited, it's all-pervading. Sarvapari Shigoloka Vrajaloka Dham Shigo Loka Svetadripa Vrindavan Dham. So even here it says Dham. Dham means it's a place, it's a location, it's a plane. Shigo called the highest wall is also called Braja Goloka Svetadripa Vrindavan. And here again it describes another verse. You can see in Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, verse 24, same verse, Sarvagata Stanam. The living entities, the Atmas, are all pervading, they're everywhere, they've gone everywhere. Now this is text 18, chapter 5, Adi Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Same point is again repeated, that was repeated in verse 15. Sarvaga Ananta Vibhu, same three words, Sarvaga Ananta Vibhu. Krishna Tano Sama, Upariyado Vyapiyache Nahika Niyama. Like the transcendental body of Krishna, Gokula is all-pervading, infinite, and supreme. It expands both above and below without restriction. So this is the nature of this, of saying Vrindavan. You know, the Chandraloka is fixed in one location. Yeah. It's not, the sun is in one location, so many millions of miles from the earth. But it's Chaitanya Charitamrita itself is saying that Goloka is like Krishna's body. Krishna's body is all-pervading. Everywhere is Krishna's body. Krishna's body is inside of me, he's outside of me, he's everywhere. So the trend, like the Bible says, the kingdom of God is within you. It's a fact. Vrindavan is within you. And it's without you. It's everywhere. But when we hear this, our brain short circuits. We say, what is it? I can't follow. We just have to accept, and this is a Shastra Praman to back it up. Two verses, Sarvaga Ananta Vibhu Vaikuntha Adi Dham. Sarvaga Ananta Vibhu Krishna Tanasam. So the Goloka, Nam Rup, Gun, Lila, Dham, Parishishta, devotees, are all transcendental, they're all unlimited. They're vibhu, they're grand, they're great, they're ananta, they're unlimited, they're sarvaga, all-pervading. Krishna's all-pervading, you can see him anytime. You can see him in Delhi, you can see him in France, you can see he's everywhere. We have a supreme vision, we can see him. So we stick with the Sanskrit or the Bengali when we get a clear picture. Sometimes the English translation, the word planet comes up because it's an easy way to say it, but we shouldn't get confused when it says Goloka. Like we say Sri Loka, Krishna, Sri Loka, Chandraloka, Golok. No, Golok is not a fixed plane. It's all pervading. Same word, but it's different. Chintamani Bhumi Kalpa Vriksha Maya Van Charma Chakshe Deki Tari Prapanchara Sam. The land there is touchstone, Chintamani. The forests abound with desire trees. Material eyes see it as an ordinary place. That's talking about the Prakat Vrindavan manifest in this world. Prem Netre Deki Tara Sarupa Prakash Gopa Gopi Sange Jana Krishna Vilas. But with the eyes of love of God, one can see its real identity as a place where Krishna performs his pastimes with the coward boys and coward girls. It says in the commentary here, by the grace of Krishna, Brahma was shown a transcendental vision of Krishna Loka. This transcendental vision is like the reception of television from another planet via mechanical system for receiving the television waves. It is achieved by penance and meditation within oneself. This is Adi Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 5, verse 26. And shows you how you get confused with the translation. It's part, just to continue all the discussion about the spiritual world. Paravyam Madhyakari Sarupa Prakash Narayana Rupe Karina Vivida Vilas. In the Vaikuntha planets of the spiritual sky, Narayana manifests, and Krishna manifests his identity as Narayana and performs pastimes in various ways. So there the translation says, in the Vaikuntha planets of the spiritual sky. But in the sense, in the Bengali, there's no word that says planets. It says Paravyom Madhya Kari Swarupa Prakash. Swarupa Prakash means to manifest. Kari means to do. Madhya means middle of Paravyom, in the middle of the spiritual sky, in the middle of the Sarvaga Ananta Vibhu. Sarvaga Ananta Vibhu. In the all-pervading, unlimited, great spiritual sky, Paravyom. Paravyom means a transcendental Akash. Paravyom means the spiritual sky, the Vaikuntha, in other words, the Vaikuntha region. But the English translation will confuse us because it says in Vaikuntha planets. But even the word loka is not there in text 26. Grahan or loka, nothing. It doesn't. It just says in the middle of this, in its middle of this Paravyom, in the middle of this sky, in the middle of this Paravyom, middle of the sky, Sruprakash. That Krishna manifests his form, the Prakash Vigraha is Narayan Rupe. Swarup Prakash, Krishna manifests his form as Narayan, form of Narayan. And there's Vivida Vilas, there's various pastimes. So, you know, we read the English and we're getting a little bit confused because we get the idea of Vaikuntha planet, the Goloka is a planet. So someone says, no, it's not a planet, it's a realm, it's a region, it's a plane, it's a sphere, and Goloka is everywhere. We can enter Goloka with the eyes of love. We can see Goloka right here. Wherever we are, we can see Goloka. This is, again, the same chapter, Adi Lila, chapter 5, another confusion in translation. chapter, verse 31 in the discussion of the spiritual world. Brahmasayuja muktera ta nahigati vaikuntera bahirehaya tasvarastiti. It says, those who attain Brahmasayuja, merging into the cannot gain entrance into Vaikuntha. The residence is outside the Vaikuntha planets. So the English says it's outside the Vaikuntha planets. So you see Vaikuntha planets, a phrase, and you think, oh, Vaikuntha is a planet. But the verse doesn't say it's a planet. It doesn't even say loka. It doesn't say anything. It says Vaikuntha bahire haya ta sabarastiti. Because Brahmasayuja means immersion into Brahmajyoti. Brahmajyoti is the effulgence of that region, of that plane, that Vaikuntha plane, that Paravyom, it emanates an incredible jyoti, which is all unlimited souls, unlimited shining atmas of consciousness. It's a Brahmajyoti. So it says, if you merge, if you do Brahmasayuja Mukti, you nahigati, you won't attain the Vaikuntha realm. You Vaikuntha bahire haya sabarastiti. You'll be placed there. Everyone will be placed there outside of Vaikuntha realm. It doesn't say anything about Vaikuntha planet, but the translation says planet. And then verse 32, same chapter 5, Adiyudha Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vaikuntha bahire eka jyotir maya mandala Krishna Angena Prabhu Parama Ujvala. And again, the translation is confusing. It says, outside the Vaikuntha planets is the atmosphere of the glowing effulgence, which consists of the supremely bright rays of the body of Krishna. Krishna Anga Prabhu Parama Ujvala. So it's Brahmajyoti is the rays of Krishna's body. But it's, the Bengali, the Praman, doesn't say planets. It says Vaikuntha bahire ek jyoti maya mandala, jyotir maya. It says Vaikuntha bahire, it just says outside of Vaikuntha, not in the Vaikuntha realm, outside it. But so the English translation will confuse the reader. Okay, he's seeing Vaikuntha planets, and pretty soon he starts to believe it's a planet. It's not a planet by any means, it's a region. Again, you can see the same confusion in verse 37 of the same chapter. That was verse 26 and verse 30, 31, 32, now this is 37. Taiche para vyome nana chit shakti vilas nirvashesha jyotir bimba bahire prakash. So that's the Praman. It's very clear. Paravyome nana chit shakti vilas nirvashesha jyoti bimba bahire prakash. In the spiritual sky, that's correct, Paravyom, there are varieties of pastimes, chit shakti vilas, within the spiritual energy. Outside the Vaikuntha planets appears the impersonal reflection of light. So again, it just says bahire prakash. This is Nirvashesh Jyoti Bimba Bahire Prakash. So the Praman, the Bengali Praman, the evidence, the truth has nothing, doesn't say loka, doesn't say grahan, doesn't say anything to do with planets. Just says beyond or outside Vaikuntha, beyond outside the Paravyom region, there is a reflection of light, and that's the impersonal. This is Bahire. So that you can see how we can get confused unless we read tightly and translate ourselves word for word as there you can translate. The English translation is often misleading and it's not precise. I heard from my teacher this concept and I'm supporting it by Shastra to show how it's unlimited. So the key words about the spiritual world. It's Sarvaga, Ananta, and Vibhu. Twice this is mentioned. In this Adi Lila. I wrote an article about that It's in my Raghunuga Bhakti book also. You can refer to my latest Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raghunuga Bhakti. There's an article in the appendix about this Goloka planet. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Shah. Oh, wait a minute, I have another reference I want to read. The spiritual realm spreads above and below and expands without restriction. That verse is there we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And also in Prem Bhakti Chandrika. It explains in verse 96, you can see. So because the spirit, it's a state of consciousness, it's a plane, it's a realm, it's a state of consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Everywhere, at any time, if you have that consciousness, you can live in Vrindavan consciousness and be in the spiritual world. You can see Prem Bhakti Chandrika, verse 96. And Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 5, verse 18. Just repeat. Sarvaga Ananta Vibhu Krishna Tano Sama Uparyado Vyapiche Nahiko Niyama Brahmande Prakash Tara Krishna Rachaya. The spiritual realm, the spiritual sky, Paravyoma is all pervading. Sarvaga. And it's supreme and unlimited, like Krishna's body. Ananta and Vibhu, Krishna, Vibhu Krishna Tano Sama. So it's just like Krishna's body. The spiritual realm expands, Vyapiyache, above and below, Uparya Ado. Upar means above and Ado means down. The spiritual realm expands above and below without restriction. Niyama. Naiko Niyama Brahmande Prakash Tara Krishna Rachai. The spiritual world expands above and below without restriction. Naiko Niyama Brahmande Prakash Tara Krishna Rachaya. By Krishna's wish, the spiritual realm becomes manifested in the material universe. But it only has one basic form, Eksarup Nahi Dvi, not two. So this is a Praman, Shastra Praman, that proves that Krishna Loka is not a planet, it's Sarvaga Ananta Vibhu, Krishna Tano Sama, Upari Ado Yado Vyapiyache, Nahiko Niyam, Brahmande Prakash Tara Krishna Rachaya. The spiritual realm, the spiritual sky, Paravyom, Goloka Vrindavan is part of that, is all-pervading, supreme, and unlimited like Krishna's body. The spiritual realm, Goloka Vrindavan, the Vaikuntha plain, the plane of Goloka Vrindavan, Gokul. It expands above and below without restriction by Krishna's wish. The spiritual realm becomes manifest in the material universe. But it only has one basic form, Ekasrup, not two, Naidvi. Jai Radhe. Goloka Dangi Jai, Braja Dangi Jai. Radhakundam ki jai. Jai jai Radhe, jai jai Shyam, jai jai Sri Vrindavan.